Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
What's up, everybody? It's episode 110 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. The season is upon us, and the Flyers just won a great shootout victory in San Jose. Wow, a 7-2 victory. Can you believe it? On the road, opening up. Oh, my God. How great did that feel right there? You feel that? Hopefully that was real.
How they win a shootout 7-2?
No, shootout victory means they just kept shooting a lot.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's actually fake. It's before the game because we actually have jobs tomorrow.
Yeah,
but welcome
sleepy.
To episode 110. It's Drew Papsky here. We got Jeff DeAngelis. And Doyle here, as we give a little Tom Petty some love. Rock or die, you know. We love Steely Dan, love Tom Petty. So that's what we do here, and we are pumped for the game. Got the Flyers jersey on, and we got a great show for you guys lined up. I mean, so many bad things have been happening lately. So much stuff, like all over. You look on Twitter, you can't even avoid it anymore.
It's true. You're unable to get around it.
You can't even get around like what's just going on in like the media and everything. So
going to have to start a discussion.
I think we should just start right now. Guys... It is true. Andrew McDonald is an alternate captain for this team on away games.
Only.
It's probably best for him.
And also, for home games, Valtteri Filppula.
Yeah.
As we looked up.
Valtteri Filppula.
We were looking up pronunciations of some players earlier.
I'd like to think McDonald asked for away games.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So they're probably trying to give him, like, they're trying to probably... Give him full alternate captain, yeah. And then he's like, yeah,
McDonald,
give it to me away. Pick somebody else for home.
The home and away's in a hat, and he picked out home and was like, away. Don't look at the other one.
Giroux in the box, and McDonald's talking to the ref about arguing for a call. They're booing him instead of the ref. All the Philly fans are all of a sudden like all on McDonald's side. I mean, the ref side, yeah. So, but yeah, guys, it's a Flyers game night here. They're playing the San Jose Sharks for a nice early, brisk 10:50 puck drop, I think.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to start at 10:30, but I don't know why it's 10:50.
Fall afternoon puck drop.
Yeah, a real nice nice day out here in October. But guys, we're here. And if you are still bitching and complaining about the lineup, which we will get to during the show,
can we address the absolute outrage there was about
don't worry,
alternate captain.
I told you there's plenty of bad news going on out there. People are freaking out about the wrong and right stuff, left and right, man.
It's, oh my God.
It's almost comical
I just
now.
Couldn't, I was laughing, especially at the people that were like, what about Wayne Simmons? He carries this team. And it's like, dude, you read the freaking article? It spells it out for you.
Yeah, so, apparently, when this news broke, they saw that McDonald and Filppula would be alternate captains,
yeah.
And their first thought is, I saw the headline too and said, wait, where's Wayne Simmons? When you guys sent me this headline yesterday, but instead of actually freaking out and saying, what happened to Wayne Simmons, I did this thing where you click on the headline and the picture, and you read. That's what you do. You read the goddamn article, and guess what it said? It said they switch off for away and home games.
It said Wayne Simmons got demoted, apparently. And,
no, it didn't. That must have been the fake news article. Wayne Skimmins is
alternate
captain.
Demoted.
And Claude Giroux is still captain. And like we said before,
yeah, for now,
Filppula will alternate.
Yeah, the other problem I have, too, with that is like everybody was complaining that the front office and this coach rewards this guy for how awful he plays. It's like they don't have anything to do with how these people are picked. Blaming players.
Yeah, it's a player vote, man.
Here's the other thing,
that's
too.
That's another thing people missed in the article, was that it was a player
vote. Like, Giroux was assigned as captain by Laviolette.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing to take into account.
Belmar was picked last year, though. That's a little different.
Valtteri Filppula and Andrew McDonald, oldest forward and oldest defenseman on the team right now.
Which means they'll probably die first, right? Oh, no, they're older and they
right.
deserve it. Sorry.
Plus, they didn't have a defenseman assistant captain. They weren't going to give it to Gudas because Gudas walks the line of suspended a lot. Right. And nobody else is old enough.
Because you're
Provorov's still a young bull.
He walks the line.
But they do have a dad on defense, Brandon Manning. He would have been a responsible adult about it.
What are you talking about?
How's his son doing right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they played yet.
He's on the cover of EA Sports NHL 18. His son, Connor McDavid, young Connor.
He goes over to the ref. He's like, hey, broke Connor McDavid's shoulder once. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the bench.
He's going
to
tell a story at bars for years to come. Yeah, this one time. Tell it again, man, dog. Well, I don't want to. Come on, give me a bullet, man. I'll tell it.
His shoulder snapped like a twig.
And the best part is, I talk shit, so I thought I did it on purpose. Really, I just didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not that good.
I just was falling.
You ever watch me puck handle? It's a mess.
Yeah, I suck.
He has looked like an absolute train wreck so far.
Usually does. But he can fight! Oi! Crikey!
He can what? Yeah. What can he do?
Void!
Okay, good. All right.
He can try to fight. He's not really good at it.
Well, okay. We all heard about the AHL days, so that's fine. But anyway, so...
Oh,
anyway,
back to alternate captains real quick.
Okay.
Let's air out the bad news now, because I'm feeling very high energy tonight.
Right.
I'm pumped for the game.
And
I took a nap. I drank some caffeine. Let's get fucking drunk.
I have one tidbit of league-wide news, kind of. So. All right.
Doyle, go ahead. Finish your thought, my friend.
Unsolved mysteries, man.
Unsolved mysteries. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You could do that right now, right in front of me?
All right. Well, while Drew's looking it up, apparently Jiří Hudler used to play in the NHL for the Wings, Flames, and Panthers. All right. According to a report from a Czech newspaper, the Delta Airlines flight staff on his flight accused Hudler of having a belligerent outburst on a plane in which he demanded cocaine from a flight attendant. That flight attendant assumed Hudler's request for coke was in reference to soda, but he allegedly further clarified he was in the market for white powder.
Oh, my God.
So Jiří Hudler is yelling on airplanes that he wants drugs, and Delta Airlines flight staff is like,
a former NHL player?
We don't have coke.
For drugs, and it's not Mike Richards? Jiří Hudler, oh, my God.
He won the Lady Bing in 2015 for best sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct.
Well, I mean, being gentleman, asking for... I mean,
can they revoke that?
Fucking wants blow on an airplane.
How was that? Was it worded again? Was he demanding it, or was he asking?
In which he demanded cocaine from a flight attendant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I can't fly unless I'm coked up!
Hey, listen, I just did a long flight from L.A., and I just drank whiskey and watched Goodfellas, so let me tell you about that. Also, I saw a Sabres fan out there.
Yeah.
I was like, how's your GM, Jack Eichel, doing? And he's like, I really like him, man. I'm looking forward to the year. I'm like, yeah.
I don't think you got it.
On top of that, Hudler is also accused of doing cocaine in the plane's bathroom and then attempting to urinate on a food cart.
Really? This guy is having that's Lady Bing material. That's Yannick Dupree, class act award.
Anyway, just wanted to let you guys know that Jiří Hudler's doing just fine out of the league this year.
All right, and this just in, update with Doyle.
So.
Do it in the voice.
No.
Do it in the voice.
People.
I'm Robert Stack, this is Doyle.
The people.
People believe that
I'm doing it in the Robert Stack voice.
Can you turn his mic off?
I'm about to.
Jesus. So people are worried that Valtteri Filppula and Andrew McDonald, since they have the alternate captain on their sweater now, that they will be extended. But little do people know that the past four alternate captains not named Wayne Simmonds have all been traded or expansion draft off this team.
So you're saying...
Scott Hartnell, gone. Kimmo Tiiminen, gone.
Blood clots.
Mark Streit, gone.
Broken dick.
One moment they were there, then they were gone.
Pierre-Edward Belmar, gone.
In Las Vegas.
If anybody knows their whereabouts, please dial 1-800-PUCK-IT.
Or
857-PUCK.
That was our update, and we're going to hit the post on this. I'm going to spring it down. Just listening to our show, you're still with us. Thank you. Anyway, always get some new listeners trickling around the Flyer season. This is our third season covering the team, and I'm just excited, people. So the preseason, Doyle, I totally agree with what you're saying. If you're going to, before you get to the preseason, jumping all around here, I'm fucking ADD today. Fucking crazy.
Too much
Flyers.
Coffee.
All the goddamn caffeine. No, I had some Coke Vanilla Zero.
Coke Vanilla Zero.
Which Jeff is. He's a Vanilla Zero because you're white. Haha, got him.
Hashtag offended.
Hashtag you're welcome.
Hashtag safe space.
So, yeah, I think you're right with that whole thing. Like the alternate captain thing, like who cares? Filppula's here for one more year. I mean, Jason Smith was a captain for one year. Remember that?
Yeah. Although, do you think that if Peb was not picked, that he would still have the A?
I don't know. Take it
or
away
do you think
him.
That they would have reassigned it this season?
Maybe. I don't know. Could be a new team.
They could have.
People, but it all depends on what Hextall wanted to do because he picked him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the A doesn't really mean anything. Yeah. So you can talk to the ref.
Basically, he was interim alternate captain, so they could have taken it away. Yeah. Desjardins was interim alternate or captain for a couple years.
It doesn't matter.
To Primo,
it's
right?
really not. It's not. Everybody made this such a big deal. Like, it was like, oh my God. Fucking
it. Yeah, they look at it like.
The goddamn nerve.
He's only an assistant captain half the time.
Who would eat 30 pack lunches? That like they look, I think they look at it the way I was taught when I was younger. I was remember looking at a picture of the Flyers with my stepdad when I used to watch the games when I was really little, and it was like, hey, look, it's like, why does they have a C and A on their jersey? It's like, well, that's because he's the captain. They're alternate captains, and they each have a line of guys they play with, and they run those lines. That's the way I thought captains and alternate captains work. Because I never realized like besides like it wasn't always just the captain yeah. and or center of every line. But that's the way I learned about it as a kid. Obviously, I know that different now. That's the way they look at it, like in a way, like, oh, they have to be the main best players on the team. Like, it doesn't always be the best
yeah.
player.
And you know what? Regardless.
That's 4-year-old Drew. Realize that? Like, 7-year-old Drew quickly changed his mind later on in life. How do you not know that?
Regardless of how much you hate Andy McDonald, clearly people seem to value him.
Also, maybe like the consolation prize.
You know, like the GM, the coach, all the players.
I mean, we've said this 1,000 times, too.
1,000.
If he would just play third pairing minutes, nobody would care.
If he played,
they would just
pairing,
say that contract sucks, but
yeah,
he's not that bad.
If he played third pairing minutes and made Radko Gudas money, everybody would probably just be like, I really hate Dale Weiss.
But the thing is, or I hate Matt Reed again, even though he got waived. I really think it's stupid too because he's playing first pairing minutes on a young defenseman who's going to hopefully blossom into a franchise defenseman, if there's even such a thing. You know what I mean? Like a number two, number
right?
One
but
or two.
Does McDonald but hurt Provorov's development?
I don't think so. We're on it because he's playing. He's not anchored by like I'm playing with Pronger. I'm playing with McDonald, who is a solid defenseman in the NHL. I mean, I know we've all hated on in the past, but come on, people, wake up and smell the roses. It's the first game of the Flyers season, and also, we don't have any stud defensemen, so it's not like he's eating up valuable minutes.
Whoa! I don't know if you saw Twitter yesterday, but. We have two stud defensemen riding the pine tonight. Just saying.
Is that Travis Sanheim and our Robert?
Between the both of them, between Morin and Sanheim, you have one lackluster showing in the AHL playoffs. You have one NHL game, right? I don't even think Sanheim played an NHL game. Only Morin did. Okay, so one NHL game for Morin, bad playoffs. Preseason for both of them.
Okay.
And they are Drew Doughty level studs.
Apparently. Allegedly.
No, listen. I know also people listen to us like they're like, oh, what are you guys just negging everybody? Like, oh, they're not that good. No, we just got to look at what you're given.
No.
Paper versus actual.
Just think rationally. Take a step back.
I would hope they are good. I thought Morin was going to play. I really don't understand why Morin isn't playing.
It's like a kid that moved from Florida that plays running back. Like, oh, he's going to turn our whole
high
school football team around. Like, no, you don't know what he did yet.
I don't understand.
The lineup tonight doesn't make sense.
The weird fascination they have with Brandon Manning. Like, Brandon Manning can definitely sit in the press box. He did it all last season. He's used to it.
Yeah.
Why bring Morin and Sanheim on the trip if you're not going to play them?
If they sit them for this game and don't play them on this road trip at all, then...
Because they play tomorrow, too. So,
yeah,
back-to-backs.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Maybe they just want to get them with the team to accumulate to, like, I guess, like, travel or weird team procedures or something. Or they're worried that one person might go down. Or they might actually get some play time here and they're holding him there to put some more fire under the ass of the people that are starting.
Because even if they were worried about the ghost injury... Why would they bring both of them?
Because maybe they're giving Manning a one-game trial or something like that. Who knows?
That could be true. I mean,
they should have.
At some point,
you either have to send. You're gonna have to send Morin or Sanheim down.
Right, the fans start this weekend, so
right.
Be
so
yeah.
they've at least
you either
missed.
Have to send one or both of them down, and then you make Manning your seventh defenseman. Or you play Manning, you send both of them down, you play Manning as your third pairing, and then you sign a veteran to be your seventh defenseman, which makes absolutely no sense to me. So
right.
Pick one of them, and then just make Manning the seventh defenseman.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to – don't worry. If you don't see them this week, you will see them at some point this year, one of them. Someone's going to get
likely.
Hurt. Something's going to happen with it, shake the team up. If the team goes down the shitter and they need to shake things up, it's going to happen.
I just don't see why they would travel with it. Like, if Hextall was 100%, I'm not going to play them like everybody has been going on
Twitter.
Well,
he's probably not then.
Well, then why would he bring them with the team? What I'm trying to say is they're probably going to get into games.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So everybody just needs to fucking relax because Twitter's not fun anymore.
Are you not having fun with it?
No. It's just all complaining.
You guys.
I can't deal with it.
You guys hear what you've done? You've literally broken the character that is Jeff.
All I did was hot takes all fucking summer.
And now you can't take it anymore.
And now they finally caught up to him.
It's not fun anymore.
Those hot takes are being sold like hotcakes. He's all hot-taked out, people.
It's not fun anymore.
Love you, Johnny Cakes.
I hate it.
It's like absolute Zach. I said it's not fun anymore.
Like, they literally, the season starts tonight, and people have already wrote them off.
There's also somebody, yeah, there's also somebody.
Oh, with Manning and McDonald in the lineup, they're not the best team. They're not going to make it to the playoffs.
There's still somebody out there that like loves Twitter still, and is like, it's still real to me, damn it. I still love far Twitter.
The other thing, too, is like, you just said like people are like, they're not going to make, like, they're angry that, now, game hasn't even played. We're already not making the playoffs. But, like, that same person, like, 3 days before is like, this isn't even a Stanley Cup roster to begin with, so it just...
I don't know why everyone's excited.
Yeah.
Dude, so for all intents and purposes, I'm counting Taylor Lear because he played a minimal amount of games last year.
Yeah.
Hextall is starting three rookies.
Yes.
Three. And the Flyers fans are still like, well, we got three, but they weren't the ones I wanted. Yeah. So I don't like it.
Are you including
a bad decision.
Lawton as a rookie there?
No, I don't count Lawton, but Hag, Patrick, and Lear.
Wait, who was the first person you said?
Oh.
We actually don't know how to pronounce his name. Here's how you say it in the Swedish accent.
Robert Hag.
Yeah, play that one more time.
In case you missed that.
Robert Hag.
Robert Hag.
So you have
if you don't say it like that tomorrow... Anyway, Jim Jackson, what the hell are you doing?
Right, so do you want to count Lawton as a rookie? I feel like, no, he's had too much time with, like, he's played in playoff games. I don't think they count him as a rookie.
Scott Lawton, not Taylor Lawton.
Taylor Lear and Scott Lawton.
Okay, sorry.
Right, but anyway.
Taylor Lawton?
Lear's played some fill-in games. Like,
the
I think
Taylor Lawton
still
eligible. Yeah, he definitely has.
So, yeah.
And Hextall, he was the guy I wanted to make it last
year. Right, so Hextall goes like, hey, I'm starting three rookies. And everybody's like, but it's not the ones we want. So go kindly fuck
but
yourself.
But it's not Oscar Lindblom. And it's not Travis Sanheim.
We are on Twitter.
Go fuck yourself.
We say things for likes and retweets and for attention. You do things to make a team better and put the most competitive team on the ice.
Right.
Who do you trust more, big guy? Mm-hmm. Evaluate your sources. Look for bias.
Right, so look at... All right, so the Flyers projected lines for tonight. Giroux, Coots, Voracek.
With Coots centering.
Wheel, Patrick, Simmons.
With Patrick centering.
Weiss, Filppula, Konechny.
With Vitaly Filppula centering.
Lear, Lawton, Raffle.
With run the boards, Lawton centering.
So basically, for them to be completely happy, all Hextall would have to do is move Weiss to the bench and put Lindblom in the lineup.
But can you update our fans? Where's Matt Reed at? Where in the world is Matt Reed? Matt Lauer?
Matt Reed's teaching those little boys how to tie their shoes on the Phantoms.
Yeah, because...
doing his dad duties.
He was like a guy getting sent to war saying bye to his sweetheart on the train. He's been waived. Goodbye.
But
so,
look,
Matt Reed's
really,
down in the AHL now.
Weiss is really the only one in that mix who like doesn't deserve the spot he has.
But do you think, though? But Weiss is a veteran player. Like, he had a bad shake last year. He was on fire in the last year.
Okay, so veteran, but really, like, that's the only way they could fit Lindblom in the lineup. Literally every other spot, like, who would you take out to put Lindblom in?
And also, right, Hextall and other people have said Lindblom, like,
Lindblom
a
played a back-to-back, and he was gassed. He had absolutely nothing in the tank in the second game.
People don't want to hear that.
And well, also, guess what? That's the fact. So,
he played a very responsible
you're upset.
Game.
And he can't do anything
they
about it.
They want to bring him to the team, not for a... They want him to play a two-way game, but he didn't extend to, like, that breakaway, like, a breakaway, like, first-step speed. I'm not saying an actual breakaway.
Well,
I'm saying, like, breakaway from the defense.
So when Hextall...
He still has more room to improve.
When Hextall... When they asked him about Lindblom, Hextall was saying, like, he needs to work on some things with his skating. And, like, everybody immediately was like, how's he going to work on his NHL skating game if he's in the AHL?
Yeah. How are you
or maybe
if you don't run in a game, you can
maybe
run out of hills.
Maybe it's the not getting tired on back-to-backs.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
it could be that.
That could be things. It's all building stamina.
Or it could be like, hey, dude, you're almost there. Keep working hard. Show me something. Look at Scott Lawton. Scott Lawton worked his ass off to get back here.
Apparently, the SHL doesn't play back-to-back, so he's like never done that before.
Also never played in a North American Hockey League.
I do agree with the sentiment that Dale Weiss has not earned his roster spot at all. And basically it was handed to him because he's a veteran.
Well, I mean, I think it happens sometimes when you pay your dues, though.
Well, yeah, I get it. But yeah, he definitely, Weiss has done nothing to impress me.
Okay,
I'm
but outside of Lindblom, who would you put there?
Oh, right, but exactly. There's really no one.
Or Mike Vecchione.
Mike Vecchione,
or,
yeah.
Because because the scratches for Joey Lettera is our only forward scratch, with Sanheim Morin and Stolarz being scratched or on the IR with Stolarz.
Yeah.
And Neuwirth is going to be backup, and Brian Elliott will be goalie. Jeff, do you have the defensive pairs in front of you?
I do not. I only have the forward line pairs.
Okay, well,
I was going to say, it's pretty easy to pick out.
From the top, we have Provorov and McDonald.
McDonald.
Brandon Manning, Rekha Gudas. And don't say it, we have Shane Gostisbehere, the young guy himself coming off after a scary injury, and
Robert Haig
will be playing.
Which I feel like that's going to be the most interesting pair to watch.
But they're giving him third pairing minutes, let Gostisbehere use his offense on the power play, and hopefully, give him someone that has a young guy he's played with a little bit on the Phantoms, right?
Yeah, plus...
Ghost, they play on the Phantoms all together? I think they did.
Probably.
Because Ghost did play... Hag's
but Haig is...
Hog has been there for like 3 years.
Haig,
I think
Hog.
Ghost was paired with Morin.
Yeah,
but or McDonald's
when
they were
together, though, at some point. They're on the same team.
Yeah,
well they're on the same team, yeah.
Hog plays a very responsible game, so it'll be nice to see how he plays off of Ghost's offense.
Yeah, he was switched
for
up,
every
though.
One good pinch last year, there was a bunch of bad pinches by Ghost. So, but I'm not trying to be like downer on the guy, obviously.
And then it's tough because you don't want to give Provorov McDonald as a pairing, but then if you put McDonald with Manning,
you can't. Well, you
tire fire.
All right, listen. If you
it's a tire.
Listen, I don't think it'd be that horrible, but I think it'd be just. I think it'd be entertaining just to watch the world burn.
It wouldn't
not
be
world,
horrible.
Flyers,
yeah,
Twitter.
It wouldn't be horrible, but it would be. It would just be
not ideal.
Twitter would just explode with that, which would be hilarious to watch.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say. It would just. It would be. We got that madness out there on the Twitters.
But the cool thing about Robert Haig is that he would, came in as a very high end, high upside. Offensive defenseman prospect wasn't working out. Now he's a better defenseman,
all around defenseman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also feel like a lot of people don't realize
that's a Holmgren pick. That Morin.
I also feel like a lot of people don't realize Robert Haig's trajectory. If you think back, go in the Wayback Machine, and don't react to things that happened just last month. Haig was supposed to make the team out of camp before Ghost did.
Yes.
Ghost just got the call up because Mark Streit's dick plate fell apart.
And also,
Haig wasn't playing well.
And,
they needed more offense.
And we had no puck moving defensemen at
all.
I really think it just to show you the trajectory and also the learning curve for NHL defensemen is a lot different than forwards. And also, it's different for different kinds of defensemen.
Think about if they had called Haig up instead of Ghost.
Look how bad Char used to be. Char was playing NHL as a big goon.
Char was awful.
And then eventually, by the late 2000s, early 2010s, he was one of the top defensemen.
Yeah, he gained his value at the very end of Ottawa. And when he hit Boston, that was his defensive stride.
Exactly, because it took him a while to grow into his body and learn his role. There's a big guy that put him out there, use his size, get around, but he didn't really learn where he was going with it until later.
Did you ever see
he got power play time eventually? It's crazy. Chara, when you first started playing,
his wingspan is gigantic.
Big, giant man.
Didn't he have to go to the league and get a special get permission to have a longer stick?
Yeah, overruled the league rule on stick length.
Did you ever see Lindros fight him? They didn't really fight, but kind of did.
Little shubby dubby.
Yeah.
Talking about Eric or Brett.
I imagine he means Eric.
Yeah, is that even a question?
The adult.
I don't know. Brett spent some time with the Islanders.
Yeah, Brett was probably concussed at that point.
You mean Brett? See what I did there?
If we're actually playing, it's Eric.
Okay. I want to play. Speaking of play, the Flyers this preseason, everyone thought it was Chicken Little, Henny Penny. They went 3-1-3.
Not bad.
Not that that means anything. If it was they're undefeated,
no,
maybe. But
because last year
most of those players aren't playing anymore.
Well, last year the Avalanche went undefeated, and look at how well that season turned out for them.
That was an avalanche of
a real turd,
an avalanche of errors, I call it that their season. But 3-1-3. I mean, three overtime losses. We can't close out close. You realize most of these players aren't playing tonight, okay?
We still can't score, according to everybody.
The Flyers are going to lose 9-0 tonight, and everyone's like, this fucking Broad Street Boy podcast is so positive. And I don't care, people. I'm so excited to be watching Flyers hockey.
I'm more excited to watch.
We are at the top of the league right now. We are undefeated right now.
I'm more excited to watch the younger players that are playing. Nolan Patrick, isn't the fastest, but, his hockey mind is phenomenal.
He's got moxie.
He will get faster. He will get stronger.
But to watch
he's only 19, guys.
Yeah, just to watch him play is just awesome.
Yeah, and I look at the Flyers the way I look at the Eagles this year, right? Last year, Carson Wentz came out with a couple other moving parts in the defense. They were young and they were good. And this year, you're seeing like, oh, it's just about getting Carson Wentz and the rest of the team like more reps and like watch them grow and get better. That's the way I feel the Flyers will be this year. You have Konechny and Provorov returning. You have other young guys like Robert Hägg, and you have Nolan Patrick moving up, and eventually other players will fill in. So I really like, I don't know what else to say. If you guys can't be a little bit more patient. We said 3 years ago when we started this podcast, we're about on track. I'm not saying we're going to compete for a cup yet, but I think we're still we're a slightly improved playoff bubble team.
If these line pairings are correct, that puts Konechny on the third line. So I
Which
can only
isn't
wait
a bad thing
till tomorrow when everybody complains that it is a bad thing.
Well, they're going to complain no matter what. Also, Jeff, I think like you're doing what I do. When some big national like talking point happens, I used to go on Twitter and read all everyone's opinions. And usually I don't agree with a lot of people's opinions, and I would feed my anger and just get really drunk.
You shouldn't do that.
Really just avoid all the try to turn off the negative white noise.
It's not even that I'm seeking them out. It's just literally like everything that comes up.
We should just unfollow everybody. You're all unfollowed.
Just mute them all.
You're fine.
Done with all of you.
Off with their heads.
Until you get more positive, I'm out of here.
We also have some number changes for some of the Flyers.
So. Yeah, so you can finally get use out of that Hartnell jersey
so
that's
Patrick
collecting
dust.
So
Patrick went from 64, and how old's Nolan Patrick?
He 19 is. There, bub.
And do you know what he changed his number to?
19 there, bub.
This is Nolan Patrick's new song. Little Steely Daniel, K-19. When he scores his first goal, you bet your bottom dollar I'll be playing this.
Hopefully you sprung for that good Hartnell jersey so you can just take it over to the skate zone and have the nameplate cut off.
Can I get my Hartnell down jersey? My Hartnell down like shirt just taken off, but Nolan down or something stupid.
Patrick down?
Oh, stupid, never mind. I'm glad I didn't say it. Let's make a Blackhawk down reference somehow in there. I just
glitched. Josh Hartnett
My brain
down.
Moved before my feet could.
Josh Hartnett down.
Sam Moran has switched from 50 to number 5.
It's pretty badass.
So Sanheim's now from 57 to number 6. So Morin and Sanheim are 5 and 6.
When really they're
7 and 8 on the bench.
If somebody actually owns a Braden Coburn jersey, you'll get that change, please.
Hawk nose.
Yeah, right.
And Robert Hägg wears number 8 instead of number 48.
Robert
and Lear went to number 20, just like Pronger and other people before him. So
that's
basically you have Morin 5, Sanheim 6, and Hogg 8.
Did you catch
7, 8, 9.
The Flyers crack beat reporter John Borg tweeted yesterday.
You saying he smokes crack, Jeff? We can't say that. We don't want to allege things.
He posted something. It was Taylor Lear in 20. Or he posted something about like the last Flyer to wear 20 was Chris Pronger. And then everybody immediately was like, you stupid dolt. Did you forget Umberger?
Yeah.
These are things somebody who follows the team should know.
Didn't
and then
Versteeg
he deleted it. He deleted it immediately.
Didn't Versteeg wear 20 at what, like, reverse
I don't,
one time? I forget.
I remember Pronger and Umberger. But he immediately deleted the tweet because everybody just piled on him. It was like, you
That's
dolt.
Awesome.
You're a terrible beat reporter.
Yeah, it's come on now. That's John Bork for you. So yeah, preseason overall, we saw these players move up and get to play a little bit with the big guys. And I don't know what else is there really to say here. Drew's still playing on the wing, so I'm waiting for people to freak out about that.
I would like Sam Morin to play, and I don't understand why Manning is playing over him. But that's not going to change because we're angry about it.
And also,
I think
Morin
that'll. I think
not
that will change
the outcome of the season.
I think that will change if they do. They have a game tomorrow. You said
yeah. Playing the Kings.
I could see
so
one or two.
I could
of
say
them
one
in.
Of them would be. One of them will definitely be interchanged with someone.
Wait, Kings not tomorrow for our fans tonight.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Flyers have already beat the Sharks.
And I guess depending on if Robert Hägg shits his pants or not, he could get flipped out too for one of them.
But even though, like, we gave Provorov like time last year, and everyone freaked out after the first one. It turns out he was fine.
Yeah, but
I'm
just saying.
I don't think Robert Hägg is going to be sent down for a while. Also, there's no trial with juniors or whatever because he can just go right to the Phantoms. It should be a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Minus re-entry waivers, but he's a two-way contract.
Unlike Nolan Patrick, who people were saying he should spend the year in the AHL.
Oh my God. No,
yeah, someone tweeted that. And
God damn it. Come on.
Come on, guy.
You don't even know the rules. Get off Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Somebody tweeted that and Bill Meltzer's like, he's not eligible.
I think I responded to that on my personal Twitter. I was like, come on. Not even Drew Flyer fan. It was real Twitter.
Patrick, he basically had to make the team because, like, a fourth year in junior would have been a complete waste. And, like, he can't go to the AHL and then not playing him in the NHL is stupid. So, force him in the lineup. If he can't handle second line duties, whatever, if that's his
duties
with Simmons, then flip him down to third and let him get acclimated to the game.
Yeah, I'm not I'm not even gonna worry about it, dude. Yeah. Don't let this with the small stuff with the Twitter people, all right?
I am not.
I am not gonna worry about it.
I am not.
Also, if you didn't know, we are actually on Snapchat now.
Oh boy.
At the BSB podcast on Snapchat. Look at this right here, people.
Oh, that's us.
Oh wow, maybe we can do this on Snapchat right now. We have the Penguins game on. Hopefully they lose. Braden Shen almost scored. No, did that goal count? Do we even look into that? Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Also, guys, just a quick update for former Flyer Steve Mason. It is now 5-0 Leafs.
Did they take him out
yet?
He
got pulled in the first period.
5-0 Leafs beating the Jets with 17:30 left to go in the third.
Oh, this is a great picture.
So you're saying he's not doing good over there?
I mean, as long as Brian Elliott doesn't give up 5 goals tonight, I think we're good.
I think Brian Elliott's going to have a much better career here than he had over there. Braden Shen's goal did count, by the way. And Braden Shen is playing center there. He was all over the place on the power play. Turned it over.
They scored again, by the way. I'm pretty sure Parayko scored.
What is that picture of Phil Kessler showing?
Pete Blackburn tweeted.
Oh, my God. Phil Kessler's hair looks terrible.
Yeah, he tweeted like this picture of Phil Kessler and said, "Look at that juicy lettuce."
He looks like Dr. Steve Brule minus the charisma.
Right? His hair's like very, yeah, it's like definitely, and it starts in the middle of his head, and it's just like very wispy. Yeah.
Wispy haired zilch.
Either get hair plugs like Tom Brady or fucking shave your head.
Or shave it like Drew does. Yeah. Drew Papsky over here.
Or make a hat out of hot dogs. You could probably get an Oscar Mayer sponsorship.
An edible hat?
The guy loves hot dogs.
And Rainsy have a waterlogged hot dog?
Yeah, the guy loves hot dogs.
A hat you can wear mustard on. And
remember,
eat it too.
He used to eat them every day outside of his apartment.
Where Phil Kessler could have his hat and eat it too. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, Phil Kessler's hair could take it and shove it, my friend. That's what I'm talking about up in here. So power play unit. So let's talk about this for a second. So last year, mostly unchanged, but here's where we have a little bit of a kicker here. You have Giroux and Simmons and Voracek up front.
Right.
And they're going to have Filppula and Ghost manning the points, apparently, with possibly Voracek switching. This is going off dailyfaceoff.com, so this could be a little different based on how the game goes.
As long as that makes Voracek move, then sure.
They're trying to use Filppula as more of the shooter from like Shannon Hartnell's spot on the between the hashes in the left slot. But we'll see. I mean, I think about this dailyfaceoff.com. If it's wrong, just imagine Filppula and Voracek are switched. You guys already watched the first game. Hopefully we got a power play. Hopefully we scored. I don't know. But the second unit is the more interesting one to me because they think they had a lot more chances in the offseason.
Puck movement looks surprisingly really good.
And they were like, they were going to the dirty areas, playing some hard-nosed hockey, getting their hands dirty.
I want to say that in one of the preseason
that
games,
was a take from hack commentator Drew.
Wait, what did we call it again? What did we say last week? We're going to call it now?
I forget.
We're going to get down low. I forgot. We came up with something better that wasn't as hacky. Yeah. It was still hacky.
I forget which game it was, but they had like an around-the-horn passing play with like a tap-in by Couturier. And it's the first time that like the Flyers power play had like you look at it and you go, wow, that's a really good play.
Yeah, there was the one that was fed to Konechny and then the one that Konechny fed to Couturier.
Yeah.
Connects to Couturier.
And you're looking at it and you're like, other teams do that all the time, but like the Flyers just funnel it back to the points and shoot.
Joe Mullen got we talked about this in the offseason. Knobloch got the promotion.
Yeah.
And Mullen got the boot after being our power play coach for a long time.
Not that he was necessarily terrible.
It was just time to shake things
because
up.
The power play worked, but they figured out what made it work.
Yeah, we did something new.
And then they smothered the choke, like they just made choke points.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the power play from like the beginning of last year to the end of last year, it was still ranked, I think, in like the top 15 or something, but it dropped from like number 2 or 3from the beginning of the year.
When you get to like power play is going to win us games. We're like, all right, we have a power play, we're down by one, or we can put this game away with a power play goal. I feel like those goals came very rarely.
This is our fifth power play of the game. What are we going to do? Back to the point? Back to the point. Get out there, guys.
Yeah, there was like
that's
a
shit.
Back to the point. You're welcome. What I say.
Coach, you want to cycle it down low? That kind of talk's going to get you in the locker room, Travis. You're done.
My only value to this podcast is making references to songs by changing the words. That's how like the song of the week's coming out. My Asperger's. Nolan Patrick, Cedric, Travis Konechny, and Sean Couturier with Provorov and Jordan Wheel. That's a Wheel good deal.
Interesting.
Points.
I wonder if that's going to be the actual
it's
power
daily
play.
Daily face-off. I mean, I think Will be involved somehow.
Daily face-off is pretty good.
Patrick and Coots might also play the point some point. You probably could see. Maybe not Patrick at first because he's a rookie.
Play the point at some point.
You know.
I wouldn't let
Coots. I like
Coots
to use redundant words. We need a character called redundant use.
I wouldn't want Coots to play the point only because he takes forever to shoot, and if the puck gets past him, he's not going to be able to catch up to whoever
steals
it.
Are you saying
he's
not a good skater?
I'm just saying he's slow.
Oh, okay, because that's what no one ever wants to hear that because he scored a bunch of goals in junior.
Yeah, he needs to be the Simmons role.
Yeah, if he could just be down low and try to force pucks in, that's okay.
And Kuz has good hockey knowledge and knows where to be and knows where the players are.
He can float to open spots.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, hopefully this isn't the first time I say this all year, but I wholeheartedly agree with you, my friend.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir.
However, I do appreciate
you're a scholar.
Your vibe and the cut of your jib.
And a gentleman.
From time to time.
From time to time. Like 3% of the time.
Also, another former Flyer update. James Van Riemsdyk killing it right now with the Leafs killing Steve Mason, I should say.
Yeah.
So that's how that was going for him.
How about Patrick Marleau? Patrick Marleau had a really good-looking goal. If you didn't see it, watch the replay.
He's two goals in this game.
For an old man, he's still got hands.
Well, hopefully he has hands.
He's got to revitalize his game playing with the kids.
God damn it. So Van Riemsdyk has a point and assist, which gives me the lead over Jeff in our Broad Street Bully Fantasy Hockey League, which you're too late to join if you don't know what it is. Sorry.
Dude, sorry, losers.
But I believe the
nerds.
I just have Elliot playing tonight.
Doyle, you're playing. Who are you again? Oh yeah, you're playing. Brian, the Bricker. And now we got. Joe the Rat facing off against number one fan Leonard for the first round. So this
Leonard
be
stole all of your picks in the draft.
I know he did. Every time Leonard right before him, I'm like, this is a great value pick, and then Leonard comes up and takes it. Yeah, we did our draft last Wednesday after the show.
And
don't worry, if you don't like this part, we're not going to talk about it every week, but we're getting updates about how our thing goes because we have listeners that play along with us.
And starting next week, you should be able to edit your lineups every day. I think this week you had to set it, and now it has to stay until Sunday
because there's not as many games right now.
Because we didn't really look at the settings. Sorry, guys,
we're too busy putting on a great show.
Dude, you are
week.
Terrible because I'm pretty sure I have Zach Parise. And he's not playing.
I didn't start anybody for tomorrow through Sunday. So
listen, guys, we're putting on a great show and putting all this work into this amazing show. We have a Snapchat now. It makes us more official. So
it's true, it does.
At the BSB Podcast, Snapchat,
Instagram,
Twitter.
Instagram and a Twitter.
It was like all the social media there for one handle.
We're going to start a Weibo or whatever the Chinese Facebook is.
Can we start a Patreon so I can get a beer fund going so people can just get drunk and just yell things on the podcast?
Please send us money. What's the extra content, you ask? I don't know.
Just Drew getting drunk.
Drunk Drew.
And yelling at Jeff. I will make Jeff cry with my insults with his hot takes.
For Patreon visitors tonight, they get to watch Drew play Destiny in his underwear.
And get drunk.
Get back.
It's actually a big pair of my underwear and I'm playing Destiny inside it. Like I put the screen inside my underwear because I'm really fat. Get it? Anytime the show gets downturned.
Why not just make a Twitch then?
I'm sorry. Because I want to get people to buy me beer money.
It's true. That's smart.
Yeah, the Twitch people donate.
I'm trying to brand the podcast here, Doyle. Yeah. I'm a businessman, all right?
It's the American dream. People give you money for doing little or no work.
As the great Jay-Z said, I'm not a businessman.
Just make it at...
I'm a businessman.
Just make it at the BSB Podcast Twitch.
At the BSB Podcast in my undies Twitch. It could work, right? No, guys. Anyway, so...
Uncomfortable.
Let's talk about the Metropolitan Division. It's going to be the division that dealing with. So we have a bunch of teams in this division coming back off great years last year, namely the Penguins. Ever heard of them?
Yeah.
If you watch their extremely long Stanley Cup video and promo,
the Penguins didn't really get worse, which is bad.
They lost some people, but they lost some depth for sure.
They lost a little depth, but their main.
Yeah, their main
core is there.
As long as they stay healthy.
Long as they stay healthy and as long as Matt Murray stays healthy, they have a good shot.
Or also doesn't shit the bed. Because Fleury still got them into the playoffs every year.
Well, yeah, they don't have the Fleury backup plan.
Right,
now.
And the Penguins wouldn't have gone as far as they did without Fleury to bail them out.
Of course. And Washington Capitals now top of the league.
Considerably.
We'll talk about them.
Probably the team that I think lost the most.
Yeah, I think they dipped the most.
The biggest drop-off for sure. We knew it was going to happen. Yeah. Last year was the year.
Yeah, they had the most talent on a roster.
If they advanced to the finals, they had a chance to win the cup for sure. They probably would have matched up against
and
the Preds all right.
Moving along real quick to skip Columbus because they're probably ranked next. But actually, we can go Columbus. One thing Columbus. Never made the playoffs to back-to-back years.
Columbus didn't change too much,
they
though.
Had a Panarin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lost Saad, added Panarin, but
the real problem is
they
with Columbus.
Hartnell,
it doesn't matter about the talent Columbus has. It's if the team's going to quit on Tortorella.
Yeah, because he always has a short shelf.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
never made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons.
No, yeah. John Tortorella has very limited time everywhere he goes because it's like he's a hard coach year one, and then it's like year two. It's like, all right, we're playing to his style, and then like by the third year, everyone's just like, the guy's just a dick.
It's an abusive relationship. I mean, the sex was great, but I mean, you're really holding it back.
The Sedins drove him out of Vancouver, right? Wasn't he Vancouver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he got fired from the Rangers.
He had a lot of good seasons there, too. Just wasn't ever put together.
Just an ass. People get tired of him for being an ass.
He's like the crazy girlfriend who just gives it up, and you like after a while you go with it, but after a while it's like going to get to you and start eating away. No,
if the Blue Jackets don't quit on Tortorella, I mean, it's basically the same team they had last year.
They lost Panarin. They lost Hartnell, but I guess Panarin will help out a little bit there.
I feel like Hartnell didn't really do much. Gagne probably hurts, but...
I mean, Gagne
was the steal of the season for them because he got paid literally no money.
He had a very good first quarter of the season and then kind of didn't do anything for the rest of the year.
Can we talk about something really depressing for a second?
Go on.
The New Jersey Devils. Oh, my God.
They have Nico, right?
They got Nico.
And Taylor Hall.
And they got Brian Boyle. And Drew Stafford.
Okay.
They lost Mike Camilleri.
Who'd they get from Washington that they traded for?
They had Marcus Johansson.
That's his name, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a pretty good ad as well.
Unless Marcus Johansson's going to play defense, I'm not really sure.
But they're going to Devils will be last in our division. Unless like Heischer and like Schneider are able to play lights out. I mean, come on, man.
I don't think
they weren't that good last year. They don't have any fans. Who cares?
That being said, every time we played the Devils, they kicked the shit out of us. But the Devils don't have, like, how many offensive threats do they have?
One.
Everyone's just going to bottle up Heischer.
Well, dude, Brian Boyle can score goals on the fourth line of penalty kill, right?
Taylor Hall.
Big tall.
Brian Boyle's really good at winning faceoffs, so he might
have a huge role. I'm not undervaluing him.
But yeah, they'll probably just bottle up Heischer.
Wait, is he playing?
Yeah.
Brian Boyle?
I mean, he expects to play.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. For anybody who doesn't know, he has some kind of cancer, but I think it's like super treatable, and they caught it early, so he expects to be in the lineup.
Yeah. I mean, let me read off the name of the people that the Capitals lost just real quick. We go back to them for a second. Carl Alsner, Marcus Johansson.
Carl Alsner at one point was like the defenseman that played the most games.
Yeah. Nate Schmidt, they lost as well to the expansion draft. That was a big get for
them. That sucks because Capitals fans were furious they did not protect Nate Schmidt.
They lost Kevin Shattenkirk to free agency because he left. They lost game seven man Justin Williams and Daniel Winnick. So a couple of depth guys. Mostly some of those guys are big-name dudes that were helping their core top four or top six forwards.
And the problem with Ovechkin is, so like him and Crosby are the franchise players, but like you always win Stanley Cups with being strong down the middle, Penguins, Crosby, and Malkin, and whatever. So like the Caps only have Ovechkin and he's like a winger, and maybe they have Kuznetsov,
Backstrom,
but like they can't do it. Like they haven't done it.
I think the
even
only
with all
way,
the talent, they never did it.
I think the only way Ovechkin wins now is if he gets traded.
Yeah, probably goes just fucking pull a Hossa, who cares. Just start going to the teams that are projected to win the Stanley Cup until you finally hit pay dirt.
Yeah, just get one. I'm not playing here.
I'm going to the Red Wings. I'm going to the Penguins. I lost to the Red Wings. I'm going to the Red Wings. I lost to the Penguins. I'm going to the Blackhawks. There you go.
The Hurricanes.
Now I have three.
The Hurricanes and Islanders look like they're going to be the two teams that are going to improve the most.
The Islanders, I think, will stink. Oh, boy. Oh, this guy.
The mic.
Old Jiggle Mike.
What
The Islanders got Eberle and Matthew Barzal. They lost Travis Hamonic.
Hamonic, who's a huge part of their defense.
But I don't think they're going to be amazing.
I feel like they didn't improve.
Their goaltending situation is still bad.
I think Hosang's probably like Hosang and Eberle are probably like the best.
And like all the rookie center Matt Barzal is supposed to be.
Their goaltending situation is still bad, and I'll be curious to see how interested in playing Tavares is. If the team starts to go south, or if he's just going to be like, dude, I'm just trying to get through the season so I can sign.
I just think they're
going to
be better than they were last year. Last year they finished close to the playoff spot with 41-29. I mean, they might be the same, but I think they're going to be.
I think
they still have a chance to be a bubble, maybe. But the Hurricanes, though, are the interesting team. A lot of people have them as the dark horse to make a splash.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
What is going on over here?
Holy Christ on the cross.
He was pretty holy.
So,
he was on the cross.
His hands and his feet. I think the Lightning. Fuck. The Hurricane defense.
Wrong storm.
the Hurricane defensive situation, if all their young defensemen are solid I think that like they don't really need offense that much because they'll be good on the back end and they could probably make the playoffs.
Yeah, Justin Williams. They get to a game seven. That's all they need right there, unless you're the Capitals.
Yeah, and they have Sebastian Aho.
Marcus Kruger, the darling in the NHL, goalie Scott Darling, as well as Trevor Van Riemsdyk, James's brother.
Yeah. Which Scott Darling
just
pretty well for him.
That name. Trevor Van Riemsdyk.
Trevor Van Riem.
Guacamole.
Trevor Van Riemer.
And the Flyers, we already told you about them. They lost some people. They gained some people. I love how on this key departures I'm looking at by Dave Isaac, they put Nick Schultz.
Lost some people, gained some people.
Dude, he played 1,000 games. Come on.
I know, but he has the Flyers finishing fifth in the
Don't division. Know how to judge talent
he
if
has
you
the
listen
Pens,
to Twitter.
He has the Pens beating the Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Oilers beating the Predators in the Western Conference Finals, and the Penguins winning in seven.
I feel like everybody puts the Lightning perennially in high playoff spots, and they always disappoint.
Well, I mean, this year is really looking up for them, though.
Maybe.
They could definitely win their division.
I like Vasilevsky. Vasilevsky's pretty good.
Dude, Nikita Kucherov? Come on.
Yeah. Did you have Vasilevsky on your fantasy team, Jeff?
No, I didn't get to get him.
Enjoy that when I beat your ass this week. Anyway,
Stamkos is back.
Simple question, back to our division. Who do you guys think will be the biggest bust this year out of probably, if I'm going to frame the question, you guys tell me if I'm wrong. It's either going to be Columbus, New York, or the Caps.
No, we didn't talk about the Rangers.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was trying to bring this up with the Rangers. They lost.
I think the Rangers will probably fall off the most.
Even more than the Caps?
Yes.
I feel like Shattenkirk got super exposed in the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, Shattenkirk got a lot of money for not being super great.
Well, I mean, if Ovechkin is an angry guy going to lead that team and, like, work extra hard, I'm not saying he always works hard. Like, Ovechkin's ever been, like, there's a lazy.
So, like you have. Guy. Comes into shape. Do you have who the Rangers lost and gained? Because I feel like they have old Henrik Lundqvist. They have Kevin Shattenkirk now. But, Mark Stahl is getting older and all the Rangers fans hate
they
him.
They added Andre Pavelic. Was it Pavelic? Pavlak?
Andre Pavelic.
Pavlic,
for the Thrashers, right?
Yeah, backup. As a backup. They lost Antti Raanta.
I'm still stuck in 2007. I can't pronounce right now. I'm fucking drunk. I'm really not, though. I'm just an idiot. They also gained
lost
Kevin Shattenkirk, D'Angelo. David Desjardins.
Oh, right. Anthony D'Angelo is on offense.
They lost. No, he's a defenseman.
Defenseman, whatever.
And they lost Dan Girardi, Kevin Klein, Antti Raanta, and Derek Stepan. So Stepan and Girardi.
Derek Stepan was a huge part of their offense.
Stepan and Girardi have been there for a while. So it's like a core leadership group thing.
Yeah, but Girardi was like by the end of last season, Rangers fans were ready to get rid of Stahl and Girardi. So that's fine that they bought him out. Stepan was a huge part of the offense, though.
Yeah, well, D'Angelo and Shattenkirk can add offense to the blue line.
Yeah, but the Rangers didn't score goals to begin with and won a majority of their games with Lundqvist keeping them in it. So now that they got rid of a huge part of their offense, somebody else has to step up or else they're in trouble.
Well, apparently Zibanejad's supposed to be the top center.
Yeah, Mika Zibanejad.
So here's the thing. If Lundqvist can stay healthy and not decline as much as he did last year from previous seasons, they still will be okay.
Right, like it's hard to say they're going to stink because Henrik Lundqvist is so good.
But if he gets hurt or declines rapidly, because he's getting old now.
And when
he's
got
36?
The problem was when he got hurt, was it last year or 2 years ago, Antti Raanta stepped in and won a ton of games with no problem.
He'll be turning 36 for the end of the season. He's turning 36.
Or no, not Antti Raanta. Who's playing for the Oilers now? Cam Talbot.
Talbot
went like 23-1 or some dumb shit like that. It was ridiculous.
He did pretty well. But also the Rangers' defense in front of him was very good. So
yeah, the defense now is like a pretty big question.
So you think the Rangers
mark.
Are going to be
outside
gonna be
of like McDonough?
Sure, I guess if I had to pick one, I'd say the Rangers.
Okay.
But even then, that's hard. It's hard to say.
I'd say it's between. I mean, how? Like, what do you mean by
the
dropping?
Biggest bust. Like the like drop off to the point. I'm not saying they missed the playoffs, but the biggest drop off from last year.
I would say biggest drop off, just because I'd have to say the Capitals, because there's no way they're going to put up that many points again.
112 points they had last year?
Yeah. I don't think there's no way they're coming close to the President's Trophy again.
118, I'm sorry, not 112.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
But other question would be then, like, who of the teams that made the playoffs last year, Washington, Pittsburgh, Columbus, and the Rangers, which one will not make the playoffs out of those? Or will? I think it's most likely to be Columbus and the Rangers if I had to pick.
Yeah, I would say the Rangers or Columbus if they quit on Tortorella. I think even though the Caps are going to drop, they'll still have enough firepower to make the playoffs.
Yeah. I only bring it up, too, especially because Chris Imbrogno on Twitter said the Rangers is the only one that thinks the Rangers are shit the bed this year and do awful. And I was like, I mean, you're not the only one. It's possible, but
a lot of the Rangers, it's so dependent on Lundqvist.
It's predicated upon Lundqvist and their ability to score goals, and like if they're going to win close games, to still be able to put pucks in the back of the net. So I don't know. I don't know what else you can really do with that. The Flyers will hopefully be, you know.
Yeah, it just really sucks because, like, as exciting as the Flyers got this offseason, like, the other teams ahead of them are, like, still pretty decent.
Well, yeah, they were. Yeah. They're 7 points out of a playoff spot last year with Toronto, and the Rangers had the other wild card spot, and the Flyers are the jump frog over Tampa Bay and the Islanders, who were ahead of us. So the Islanders do, they regress, like you guys were saying, and Tampa Bay should be better this year. Stamkos won't be hurt. Was he hurt all of last year?
Yeah, for the most part. I think I don't even know if he played that many games.
Yeah, that was bad. So I don't know. The division for us, I mean, we're a bubble wild card team, as I think we've said the last couple years.
Which is fine. As long as you get in, you're in.
Yeah, I don't care. Get that playoff experience for the young guys on the team. Also, a little couple NHL tidbits. You had the one earlier, but Jágr, old man, 45-year-old Jaromír Jágr signs with the Calgary Flames. 1 year, $1 million deal with a potential for $1 million extra in bonuses.
$1 million in bonuses.
With,
I believe
bonuses.
He is also the first Calgary Flame ever to wear 68.
Oh, that's a great trivia for Jeopardy, I guess.
That's his
question.
Number.
Is that a real stat or a Jeff stat?
No, it's a thing. I believe it's a real stat.
Okay.
68's his number. Where
is
it?
I believe it's a real stat. Now, are you believing it's a real stat, a Jeff stat? So you like double. You double Jeff statting us right now?
Never mind. I won't input anything
my God.
Ever again.
Sensitive Sally, man.
Guy has one bad Twitter experience. It's all downhill from there.
I know. Like, the fucking, this guy, the fucking, you muttering, stuttering, prick you. It
soured me like a lemon.
If you ever get stuck on a flight and have a free movie list and Goodfellas is on there, order a bunch of booze, just drinking and watching. It was the best flight home ever. The freaking flight attendant was giving me free bottles of Jack Daniels. I was like, hey, man, just take these. Like, don't worry about it. Because I kept bothering him, hitting the button. Hey, two more over here. Yo, Johnny. Yo, Spider.
Tony.
You look sad and sweaty.
There's a couple next to me laughing at me because I kept laughing at all the dumb lines Joe Pesci had, like when they're digging up fucking Billy Betts. And it's like, hey, Hendry, I'm making some fucking red peppers and meatballs into this. This is the dumb shit in that movie. It just makes me laugh. It's such a funny, good movie. Sad, funny. It's fucking entertaining.
I love when he's messing with Henry Hill and he's like, what was it? The whole clown thing.
Oh, funny. Yeah, funny. Yeah. How am I funny? Like, what the fuck do you mean? How am I funny?
You're a real funny guy.
And then eventually he's going to be funny. Ah,
yeah, he just
really...
like pulls the gun out.
Oh, you really are a funny guy. That's great, man. So anyway, I wanted to do something before we end here. So we talked about the Metro Division. We talked about the Flyers. You guys already seen the game. You know what happens. We don't, as we said before. But we did make predictions before.
Bold prediction.
So I'm gonna,
sponsored by Doritos.
I want to first do
unofficially.
I want to first do. Do you guys have a bold prediction for tonight's game? Even though they're going to hear this, because I have one.
Go.
I'm going to lead off. Give you guys a second to think about it. All right.
Jeff was all ready to go. And then
you ready to go for your bold prediction?
No, I was going to say Sam Moore is going to play, but yours is serious. So
when Jeff is about to
Chris Van Velde is going to score a goal tonight,
and Drew interrupts him.
Now go.
My bold prediction is Claude Giroux. Scores his first goal of the season. 2-9 versus the Sharks. Fuck the haters. Drew's back.
Here's my bold prediction.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to follow the trend of last year as having someone that you wouldn't think would score the first goal. Who scores the first goal?
Boyd Gordon.
Yeah.
Kosovo war veteran.
I'm going to say Dale Weiss scores the first goal.
Then he'll score it again like 2 games later. Won't see him the rest of the year like Matt Reed last year. Oh my God, it's fucking time, Paradox.
All right, I'm going to go out there. You ready? Brian Elliott has an assist tonight.
Oh, wow. His puck handling skills, you're really trusting him, huh?
Yep. No, his puck handling skills look god awful, but I'm going off the wall.
Okay.
This is the Jeff stat prediction.
Well, when you watch Brian Elliott in the preseason games, you're like, man, it's like Mason never left. You're just looking at him in a mirror.
This happens.
Puck handling was atrocious.
If it's 12:30 at night and Brian Elliott scores an assist, I'm going to get really angry and go to bed. I wake up tomorrow going, Flyers won, but Jeff was right.
Wake up tomorrow morning like a kid on Christmas and be like, time to check the box score.
No. That's going to be you because you'll be in bed by 11, you grandpa.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm tired already.
Oh, I'm tired of you and your face. You can take it and shove it, my friend. So here are our predictions. So I have the Flyers. We'll start with me because I'm always the most optimistic because I'm fucking excited to wear this jersey and sweating it again.
It is hot up here right now.
I know. That's all right. We're almost done here, people.
It's very hot.
43 wins, 96
it's very
points. Good enough to make the playoffs last year, maybe good enough to make it this year. So 43 wins, 96 points.
Okay.
For me.
Respectable.
Jeff, with Little Bear, has 37 wins, two more than his last year's prediction, yes. 85 points. You have less OT losses, more regular losses to help
out. I think we'll just lose more flat out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Doyle, the Goldilocks, just in the middle, just right, in the middle between 43 and 37 with 41 wins, 94 points. Jesus Christ, I made Doyle sound like this. Oh my God, we suck. We're going to play more. No. 41 wins, 94 points, and a plus or minus two wins, possible wild card. That's what you have him at. I have the points leaders being Giroux. Can you see a theme here? I'm going for a bounce back. Jeff says if Coots is number one center, you'll pick Coots. Yeah. But if not, Giroux has to be the guy.
Most likely.
And Doyle goes with Voracek. Voracek won the points leader last year as well. Our Toyota Cup leaders, I have Giroux.
Hack. Hack pick.
Did you pick anybody else for this? Or
Jesus
Giroux
Christ.
Across the board.
I'm just hoping one's got a stick, you know. I can say I'm right about I'm probably put all my positive vibes into him, you know. Jeff has Wayne Simmons. Hack. Winning the Toyota Cup. He's a real hard-nosed player. No, he's a hard...
real hard-nosed player against the dirty airs.
Doyle has Giroux winning the Toyota Cup leader. So, yeah. And our NHL 18 sim, every year we get EA Sports NHL 18 and at the rosters to opening night.
Oh,
and
buddy.
We look at...
Yeah, didn't last year they gave us like 100-something points the first time we did it? And we're like, no, we got to wait for like the roster updates or something.
Yeah, well, that was the one year we did it. The first year we did it without Medvedev. I'm like, oh, it's about Medvedev. It's going to be better. Yeah, it didn't work out. I got DUI. But
because last year we did it with the first, I guess, I don't know if Provorov was put on the lineup yet or not.
No, we did it.
But
they
put him at like, I don't know, like 100-something points, and they were like first in the East, and we're like, there's no way this is happening.
We did it without Provorov and Konechny's like actual ratings, and it was just their like beginning rookie ratings, and then we resimmed it with their better ratings, and that's when it was like 108 points and first in the league.
So they have, actually, their prediction is better than Jeff's, because Jeff is not making the playoffs. Jeff had 37 wins. The Flyers, according to NHL 18, you know, very scientifically done here with a stupid game comes out every year. 39, 37, and 6 for 84 points. Voracek leads the team with 81 points. Drew with 76. The Tampa Bay Lightning win the cup. The Phantoms make it to the conference final and have a great season with their young pool of talent. So there you have it.
Tampa Bay making it to the cup is probably the most.
So as usual.
There. All of them.
I'm the most optimistic. Jeff is the most pessimistic, and Doyle's in the middle.
You don't think Tampa Bay can make the cup?
I don't know. I think they have that veteran leadership.
Stop
they need.
Being so negative over
dude,
there, Nancy.
Dude, they get Stamkos back, and he's healthy.
Right, but he's not a veteran leadership. It's a little bitch.
All right. There you have it. Jeff is
not veteran leadership.
He's a bitch.
With that
he's
being
only
said,
been in the league for almost 10 years.
Stamkos take a freaking flick of a
with
backhand
that being said,
at
if
your
he
shit
gets,
and make
if
you cry.
If he could somehow get traded to the Flyers, who would you give up?
We can't afford
Sam
his
Morin,
cap hit.
Travis Sanheim and Nolan Patrick.
It would if you got rid of
just to watch what
Drew.
Happens on Twitter. Oh, yeah? I like how you're going with this right now. I don't think it's a really good part of the show. But you know what is a good part of the show? You know what time it is?
It's time for...
Shibba-doo-bop-bop. Tweet of the week. Yeah!
That's right, people. It's time for the Tweet of the Week. The point of the show where you, the fans, or you, the people who don't know us on Twitter, tweet something. We find it funny, amusing, hilarious. Those all mean the same thing. Or possibly interesting or quirky. So, Jeff, what's this week's Tweet of the Week? What do we got?
So, in response to the Flyers article that Filppula and McDonald were named alternate captains, somebody, I'm not going to give
us
their name.
Talk about the top of our show, yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to give their name because it's embarrassing. But they said, oh, okay, thanks for clarifying, based off of the road in a home game assistant captains. I didn't think about it or read the article. And our Tweet of the Week comes from Joe Carney, @_Carney. Why would anyone read the article before posting an idiotic statement?
Oh, so he's killing the logic.
That just makes too much sense.
The follow-up? Damn. Why do you have to be so aggressive?
Is that what somebody said?
The follow-up after
why
that?
Why got a best around?
Then the next comment was, because it was stupid of you to post such an idiotic statement before actually reading the article.
Well, that was this week's...
Tweet of the Week. Yeah! So, guys, just do everyone a favor and just... don't rely on the headline.
That goes for everything in life, especially on Flyers Twitter, because I care more about that than the political leanings of anybody in the world.
So stupid.
Read the shit for Flyers Twitter. It's easier to be right about that than anything else. Come on, people. Read the goddamn article.
Here's a
Jesus Christ.
Consolation Tweet of the Week.
Consolation Tweet of the Week. Yeah.
Sam Carcitti just said...
That was live, by the way. That wasn't even...
Sam Carcitti just said... they say the NHL can age you quickly, but in the lineups the Sharks handed out for tonight, they list Nolan Patrick as 33 years old.
Hell yeah!
Because he has the balls of a 33-year-old man.
They just watched him kick David Krejci's ass. They're like, this guy's got to be the same age.
It's Benjamin Button. He's going to age like a fine wine.
like baby the cut end. Of his jib.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, good one, Sam Carcitti.
Thanks, Sam,
for giving us that information about the Sharks.
Go back to tweeting stupid things.
That is the only time he's ever going to be mentioned positively on the show.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, Sam used to not be so bad, but now... Oh, wait, this is our first season without Panache, guys.
It's true.
So
I think it's worse, though, with Boric.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you see Bork on TV more. Panache was just like an older, like weird guy, wears like affliction shirts and drinks wine. And
do you?
Blinky
well, no.
Face.
If Bork's going to be in the locker room and shit, he's not going to be on Post Game Live, right?
He's been on Post Game Live in the preseason. I saw him there, or not Post Game. He was in the studio at least.
So right, but I feel like if he's going to be, if is he,
we'll
like,
have to, we'll have to check tonight.
Yeah, like I wonder if, I don't know if he's like their actual beat reporter or he's just. Because if he's the new beat reporter, then he's going to be traveling with the team, and you won't be able to do.
But why is he reporting
live?
On Dwight Schrute's family business?
I'm done. Good night.
I broke Jeff. It only took the first game of the season. I did it. I did it. I am the champion who broke Jeff. Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.
They just put out an article today, and it's like just all hot takes from John Bork. There's only one that I kind of thought was like something that I could agree with.
And you know what? You can agree with it because then if he's right.
No, this one actually made sense, was the Flyers could possibly have two defensemen with over 10 goals this year, which would be the first time it's happened in I don't know how long.
Yeah,
I can see that, sure.
Yeah, Provorov and Ghost, yeah.
But admitting
maybe,
that...
Maybe another player we all know and love, this new rookie we have, do you ever heard of him? His name is...
Robert Hegg.
I would rather than admit John Bork's right, though, I'd rather have a hobo spit in my mouth.
Mm, that could be arranged. Craigslist is still available, buddy. Oh, speaking of hobo spitting in mouth, we got a voicemail this week, people. So, you guys know.
Why does that trigger that we got a voicemail?
Because sometimes the things that come on this voicemail
speaking
might as well
of hobo mouth spit.
You might as well get spit in the mouth by a hobo. Because hobos still ride trains, right? Come on, ride the train. 856-347-PUCK is our voicemail line. You don't talk to anybody. Just leave a voicemail. It's right there for you. I'm going to be updating the voicemail in like a minute to give you a better clip of it. But this person right here left a voicemail for you. We did edit it for two things. For content and time. Also, remember, if we're editing you for content, you really need to clean up your fucking act, people.
Yeah. See if you can spot the edit, though.
Yeah.
I think, my opinion, Drew artfully made the clip work.
I think you're being cheeky, but I hope you're not. Here's what's played the clip. This is another voicemail from our good friend.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? This is Tony from South Philly. Huge sports fan, huge Eagles fan, Philly fan, longtime listener, first-time caller. Pleasure speaking to you guys here at 94.1 WIP. Just kidding, I'm a fucking...
Robert Hick.
All right, so I'm sitting here on opening night of the NHL. I'm fucking pumped up for hockey. But I got to watch these asshole Penguins fans and these asshole Penguins, loaded fucking team, raising another banner. And I'm sitting here thinking two things. Number one, fuck these Penguins guys. And number two, the Flyers are nowhere near matching up with a team of this level. We just don't have the firepower. So I was wondering what you guys thought we could do as far as maybe grabbing a big name free agent, hopefully like a sniper or a shooter in the next year or two, something to match with these top lines, just to match their firepower. Because the way we got it right now, we got some young talent, but ain't nobody gonna match that firepower on their top lines. So, like to hear your thoughts. Fuck you, Drew.
All right, that's it. I'm not biased at all because I don't think he attacked me at all, but you said firepower like five times.
He's just so super excited to call.
I'm going to answer. I'm going to take this one because I feel like it was directed towards me based on the last thing he said. You don't match it with a free agency signing this year. You keep building from within and keep letting the defensemen mature.
There's really no
mature.
Free agencies.
Yeah, if you look at like wingers, you have...
There might be bargains in like a year or two once some of these contracts
Rick Nash
out.
Is off contract
he
after this year.
He's at the end of his rope.
He's 33.
With the Rangers.
Daniel Sedin's contract's done after this year.
Right, the Sedin twins are the worst, and they should 37. Just go to a field and die.
Evander Kane.
Wow. Got graphic.
Evander Kane, do not want him.
No.
James Neal.
Well, it's better to have the elbow and knee are on your team.
James Neal, he should play for the NFL.
JVR is a free agent.
Well, bring him back, baby.
Bring him back.
Bring him back and Zach Rimaldo.
We're so sorry we traded you for
Zach
Luke Shen.
Zach Rimaldo was an alternate captain Zach for a preseason Rimaldo. Game in Phoenix.
Was he really?
Yeah, or in Arizona. There's a picture of it on Instagram.
Thomas Vanek.
Oh, I'm always down for him. Yeah. Bring him over
if
here.
This was 2007. Yeah. I'd be excited.
David Perron.
Oh, boy.
Nikolai Kumelin. Right. Or Kuhlman, sorry.
Do we have any other real names on the list? Because I'm about to cut you off there and say no, 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 no.
There's no real good ones.
Yeah, here's the thing. You can't build...
Jason Chimera.
We've already spent this much time building. You supplement with free agency in about 2 years. Once you let all the players start working together and gelling, and hopefully it works. If not, you got to blow it up. But you hope that it all works out and you start adding with free agency. Not huge names. Maybe one or two huge names.
Well, yeah.
Mostly smaller utility players can fill out your bottom
line. And
lines.
Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But in a couple years, Hextall's going to be faced with figuring out which young guns he is going to pay and which young guns he's going to trade.
And also, which of Giroux, Voracek, and Simmons will not be here in a couple years when these
exactly.
young guns move up.
Because
you're a very hard thing to think about.
Like Morin and Sanheim, like give it 3 years, and Hextall's to hand out extensions. Like you can't pay everyone.
Another reason why they moved Braden Schenn, probably.
Yeah. So,
okay. Right wingers is a little bit more interesting.
Jake Voracek.
First off, I can't believe freaking Joffrey Lupul is the highest paid right winger.
Did you see
right
that
now.
He
He's
failed his second physical with the Leafs, and they're going to put him on long term IR?
Yeah. How's that go?
That's bad.
Oh,
for
also,
him.
What was he out
news.
For?
Some injury, but he called bullshit on the Leafs and was like basically complaining that they were just making up an injury, but he failed a second physical, so like whoops.
Well, we're gonna do much for you there. Also breaking news, Billy Baino fashionista, great Super Bowl, great playoff run in 2010, is finally retired from the NHL and is focusing on his fashion career, I guess, and also
still
buying
stealing
Drew
money
and Doyle shots at a bar,
still stealing money from
happened.
His neighbors. Does he still get his buyout payments?
He still gets over a million every next
Son
3 years
of a bitch.
We should have been hockey players.
Right?
Instead of the podcasters. We had so much talent.
The two interesting right wingers for me are Mark Stone and Cam Atkinson.
That'd be good to add like to your like, you know, your forward core to help out and supplement, but I don't think there's any room for
you
them
know
right
what
now.
Though? So I feel like Columbus will sign Cam Atkinson before he gets to free agency. Mark Stone is Senators?
Yes.
Maybe. He'll be available, but I don't think Cam Atkinson will be there.
Outside of that, everybody's over 30.
Yeah,
it's
Filppula is leaving, but where do you put the rest? You have Lindblom supposed to move up.
I don't think Atkinson will hit
the
market.
Where
there's
the
really
you,
no.
There's no room for these guys at this point.
I can't believe Neil Yakupov's only 23.
Niall, yeah,
I feel like he's so much older.
We're trading
than
him
that.
For Giroux, right? That's what the rumors.
Well,
been
he came into the league right at 18, and he's stunk ever since.
For the league, he came into it really.
What a but goddamn!
It's been a while.
Oh, strong.
It's been a while.
No, really, honestly, Yakupov, no, everywhere he's went, he's just not...
Yeah, all the younger like guys on this, I don't know their names, so I'm just assuming that they're not
so,
not
Andy,
very good, judging
question,
by their cap hit.
To answer your question in a roundabout way, once again, to sum up, you don't match it with free agency at this point. It's really just watching the team build, and as you Sixers fans say, trust the process, cause that's what we're at right now.
The free agency now, with the salary cap era, you're only going to free agency to... get the last piece.
Yeah.
Or like, get a huge free agency, like young piece, because he had a bad contract somewhere else.
Right.
You're hoping to turn around.
It's
your
not
team.
Like it used to be where like you can just go out and sign like 7 free agents and then go to the cup finals. Like you have to manage money so much more strictly now that like you can't. You
especially
can't,
with the possible lockout looming with the CBA
yeah,
expiring.
You
and
can't
a bunch
just willy nilly sign free agents anymore.
These,
so it's got to be like the right one at the right time.
These bonus laden contracts.
If they lock out again. It's just how is that league going to survive?
A lot of the players are structuring their contracts, like you were saying. So like they get their this signing bonus for the year of the potential lockouts, like $5 million, but their base salary is like $100,000, whatever the league minimum is.
Yeah, it's like that's like the Andrew Ladd contract is like his signing bonus every year is $5 million, but his like base salary is $1 million, and his cap hit's $6 million.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Smart, man.
It is smart money. It's why I'm not a GM. But guys, I think we should end the show at one. We're going overtime. We gave a bunch of we're working for free today. We're going overtime. Give
oh
me
boy.
Time. But hopefully the Flyers go overtime at night. But before we do that, during the season, for those of you guys who have not listened to us during the season before, we like to give our kudos to the week in the form of Lauren Hart Waves, because she is the best national anthem singer in the league. And we know that. Fuck the bow tie wearing asshole in Boston. He seems like a nice guy, but you're not as good as Lauren Hart. That being said, we didn't want to give it for preseason games, but I think we should give our preseason overall through camp and through the games our wave of the week. So without further ado, anyone want to go first?
No.
Okay, I will go first then. My Lauren Hart.
You're the positive guy, right?
giving my Lonhart wave of the week to the whole fourth line that developed over the course of training camp and the preseason games. I said last week I wanted Taylor Lear to be my outside looking in guy to make it. He did. Him, Scott Lawton, and Raffel looked great. They provided energy. They provided scoring chances and also looked defensively responsible. And overall, it's a nice sight to see after watching Belmar and Vandevelde take up that. Not to shit on them too much, but you know,
just,
it's just an improvement.
Just to piggyback that real quick, how great is it that Michael Raffel is like on the fourth line, but like he's like, I feel like he's like an above average fourth liner.
Yes, because we've seen him play on the first line.
Yeah, like,
at one point he was playing alongside Giroux. And,
like he's definitely someone that's on the fourth line that you don't expect is going to be dead weight like the fourth line we had last year.
Well, it seems like with teams like the Penguins that have a deep team, their third or fourth liners can actually like produce.
Yeah, exactly.
Raffel could
it's
be
not
that guy,
like,
hopefully. If he can fucking hit the net and finish.
It's not
shit,
like last year.
Finishes.
Apparently
when,
he put on like 7 pounds of muscle, so
hopefully.
Expect some board battle wins.
Think about last year, like after a goal and like Hackstall would send out Vandevelde and Pibb, and you're like, well, they'll like maybe get it out of the zone. I don't know.
Yeah, they had some like, sometimes they were the most consistent line, but they were never consistently like amazing offensively.
No, at least Raffel can like power through people. Sometimes, like, he's shown offensive ability, so that's a bonus.
I agree. Anyway, Jeff, you're a Lonhart wave of the week.
I give my Lonhart wave of the preseason.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying week. You know, I'm going back to old habits here, you know.
The worst.
Wave of the week, yeah.
To a guy who showed up and proved himself, Scott Lawton.
I thought it was Andrew McDonald.
No. Oh. I really thought Scott Lawton was completely written off, and I thought the Flyers were going to quit on him. But,
we all did. Last year, we were like, oh, you're never going to see him. You won't see him anymore. He's on. There's nothing we could do about it.
I mean, like,
granted, I thought he was going to get traded in this offseason.
Granted, like, okay, he's on the fourth line. Still, like, he came into camp, fought his way for a roster spot. Kudos.
He came into camp. Funny the way you wear it.
Oh, who's camp?
Ew, Jeff, grow up.
Fuck.
I was just saying.
God damn it.
You don't even get
Doyle.
It.
Doyle.
Go. You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
I'm sorry. Doyle, your Lonhart wave of the preseason. Not the week.
I'm going to give it to future captain Nolan Patrick.
Oh, future captain.
Over
Provorov. Oh my god.
Dude, everybody says he's the future captain.
Wait, who's the future captain again?
Nolan Patrick.
Just think about him being captain, just skating in a slow-mo, like, 70s video of this.
And he has, like, a mullet, and it's just, like, why do you have a fan blowing on? You don't shut up. Like,
one missing tooth.
Weird, red, like, blue lights just, like, constantly changing.
Assuming both are still with the team in, like, 5 years' time.
Oh, I know the answer.
Who do you think, is it Provorov gets the C, or does Patrick get the C?
Oh, my God. Talk about speculation.
Well, because you assume...
What is your destination?
In, like, 5 years... Listen, Giroux's already on the decline if you read Twitter. So in 5 years, he's basically going to be in a coffin.
You know anything about Twitter, Giroux's on the decline. Guy sucks.
The Flyers are going to do that
thing. Jeff, he's back. The
Flyers are going to do that thing the Sharks did where they're like, we're taking the city away from you, Joe, but you still have to play here. So...
Oh, my God.
Don't let it get awkward. So
we're taking the C from Big Joe. We're giving it to Little Joe.
Do you give it to your defensive anchor, or do you give it to your center of the future?
I don't know. I think we haven't seen enough of their play yet. I think this is an asinine question.
Well, they've already decided
check
more
back in like 2 years.
They've already decided Morin and Sanheim are studs, so why
fiction.
Can't we just...
What if Harry Potter and Hermione got together instead of with Ginny? Oh, who gives a fuck? It's a fan fiction. It'll never happen. We don't know. 5 years from now, we'll address it. But to this point, you've got to worry about today, tomorrow, the next day, and the rest of this damn season, and getting this damn core better.
That Flyers Twitter Jeff has set off Drew again.
Yeah.
What's better when you're moping around and ready to kill yourself?
I was just going to say, I think they're going to give it to Provorov over Patrick, but all right.
Okay, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is it 2 years from now? No, so you can't answer that.
Man, that ball should be my uncle, that old gag.
I said 5 years.
Oh.
Giroux's going to be in a steady decline 2 years from now.
He's going to be in a coffin 2 years from now, according to you.
Really, Jeff?
28 is when hockey players peak or something. I don't know. People were explaining it.
What you think?
People were explaining it with charts on Twitter.
I've missed that one.
Oh, I don't think you heard it, Jeff. Just one more time.
It doesn't matter what you think!
Yeah,
you haunt you in your sleep when I'm watching
the Flyers.
You tell
all those Twitter people that doesn't matter. You tell them.
You're not the voice of a generation, nor are you the voice of a Twitter generation. Shut up.
Tell them all.
Any final thoughts for the season? Any breakout candidates?
I don't know why you asked me. It doesn't matter what I think.
Well, you're going to fucking ask so much. Like, in 5 years from now, if rain's on Sunday, and George Bush's weather machines make more hurricanes,
Farmers
how will... No, but do you guys have anything else to say? Closing comments for the season's about to start here, people. We're very close. I mean, the people listening already know it started, but come on, anything?
The Jets lost 7-2, and Mason got pulled after 5 goals.
Bang. So, for Flyers, how does that?
It's just funny. Fucking stinks.
T minus.
We were all defending Mason last year, and the minute he goes on our team, you're such a freaking swindling bastard.
Well, I don't want to see him do good now that he plays for someone else.
Do well, Doyle.
Yeah, what is he, Mother Teresa?
Yeah, maybe he'll start a charity in Winnipeg. I don't want that to happen. Winnipeg stinks.
Winnipeg.
Sorry, Canadians.
I do that on back page. I rolled dice on a Winnipeg tonight. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, end the show before I start getting off the rails. Doyle.
Winnipeg, come back to me.
All Stewie Dan all the time. 101.3, Broad Street Bully.
Isn't it 102.3?
Ah, shut up.
Does it really matter?
Yes, it does.
The bully in three is all. All
right, just are we done?
Hey,
what are you saying?
Any closing words of breakout candidates? Anything to say to the Flyers fan base that are freaking out right now? We kind of covered it, but anything else to wrap up our summation of our season launching episode tonight?
TTP, baby. Jesus Christ. Trust the process.
You're stuttering Stanley.
Today, Junior?
Okay, trust the process. All right.
The Cialis commercial got me all thrown off.
Just so you guys are aware.
You want to bone your wife in a bathtub? Cialis.
God damn it. Doing so well. Thursday.
Want to walk up tonight, some steps and then bone your wife?
Tonight, 10 p.m., we're at the Kings. Saturday, 10 p.m. at the Ducks. Tuesday, 8 p.m. at Nashville.
10 p.m.?
So just make sure you get through tonight. We got through tonight already. Get through tomorrow, and then the weekend you can stay up, get drunk,
yeah,
and watch the Ducks play.
Not funny when it's you, is it?
It's really not. It really hurts. The West Conference road trip right here. We'll go back home to play the Capitals next Saturday, but we'll be back before then to give you all the Flyers updates and more, and probably a bunch of hot takes from Twitter. And maybe Jeff won't be so lonely. Maybe he'll finally feel back at home again with all his people.
Best part of the West Coast road trip?
They don't play at home.
We don't have to stay up late later in the season.
And also the best part is Andrew McDonald is the alternate captain for the first 4 games of the year. Oh yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
The A stands for Andy, guys.
Stands for asshole. No,
I can't wait to watch the outrage.
Just make sure you guys follow us on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram at the BSB Podcast. Interact with the show. Call in. Leave a voicemail. If you get drunk tonight or this weekend and get mad about the team or happy or want to say something, we have people calling in. We'll play it on the show. We might have to edit it depending on what you say. Don't be an idiot. 856-347-PUCK. We really appreciate it, guys. And just remember, final word of wisdom for the season. The Flyers are here. We're happy for now. Just remember this feeling, because in April it might be different. And also,
Robert Higg.
We'll see you guys next time. Go Flyers and enjoy the rest of your week.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.